भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 13th chapter. Rahugan converses with Jarabharat, text number 16. Please repeat after me.
Prasajjati kapilata bhujasrayas Tadasraya vyakta pada tuja spriha Kvachit kadachit dhari chakratastrasan Sakhyam vidhate bakakanka gritrahi Prasajjati kapilata bhujasrayas Tadasraya vyakta pada dvija spriha Kvachit kadachit dhari chakratastrasan Sakhyam vidhate bakakanka gritrahi Prasajjati kapilata bhujasrayas Tadasraya vyakta pada dvija spriha Kvachit kadachit dhari chakratastrasan Sakhyam vidhate bakakanka gritrahi
Mataji's. word meaning. Prasajjati becomes more and more attached. Kwapi, sometimes. Lata bhuja asrayaha, who takes shelter of the soft arms of his beautiful wife, which are like creepers. Tat asraya, who is sheltered by such creepers. Avyaktapada, who sing unclear songs. Duja spriha, desiring to hear birds. Kwachit, sometimes. Kadachit, somewhere. Hari chakratah trasan, being afraid of the roaring sound of a lion. Sakyam, friendship. Vidhate, mix. Baka kanka gridrahi, with cranes, herons, and vultures. Translation. Sometimes the living entity in the forest of material existence takes shelter of creepers and desires to hear the chirping of the birds in those creepers. Being afraid of roaring lions in the forest, he makes friends with cranes, herons, and vultures. Please repeat after me. Sometimes the living entity in the forest of material existence takes shelter of creepers and desires to hear the chirping of the birds in those creepers. Being afraid of roaring lions in the forest, he makes friends with cranes, herons, and vultures. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the forest of material world, there are many animals and birds, trees and creepers. Sometimes the living entity wants to take shelter of the creepers. In other words, he wants to be happy by being embraced by the creeper-like arms of his wife. Within the creepers, there are many chirping birds. This indicates that he wants to satisfy himself by hearing the sweet voice of his wife. In old age, however, he sometimes becomes afraid of imminent death, which is compared to a roaring lion. To save himself from the lion's attack, he takes shelter of some bogus swamis, yogis, incarnations, pretenders, and cheaters. Being misled by the illusory energy in this way, he spoils his life. It is said, Harim vina mritim na taranti. No one can be saved from the imminent danger of death without taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Hari indicates the lion as well as the Supreme Lord. To be saved from the hands of Hari, the lion of death, one must take shelter of the Supreme Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. People with a poor fund of knowledge take shelter of non-devotee cheaters and pretenders in order to be saved from the clutches of death. In the forest of material world, the living entity first of all wants to be very happy by taking shelter of the creeper-like arms of his wife and hearing her sweet voice. Later, he sometimes takes shelter of so-called gurus and sadhus who are like cranes, herons and vultures. Thus, he is cheated both ways by not taking shelter of the Supreme Lord.
See here, Prabhupada in the purport is saying, concluding like this, later he sometimes takes shelter of so-called gurus, sadhus, who are like cranes, herons, vultures. Thus he is cheated both ways, but not taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. In other words, you see, the positive side is that you have to take shelter of Supreme Lord. And that is what our Suhidam Krishna says, our best friend is God Krishna. And he is saying, excuse me, no, sorry. So, Krishna says, give up all duties. Just surrender to me. He is demanding. And that is the beginning of devotional service, coming in the light of Krishna consciousness. Wherever there is Krishna, there is no darkness, no nescience, no Maya. Under the sun, there is no shade. But what? Out of that, at once, there is shade. So, moment we are not engaged in Krishna consciousness, that means we are in Maya. That means every moment, and the human life, usually says, our Param Guru Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, Labdha Sudur Labam. This human birth, the Su means most. Durlabha means very, very rare. So Sudurlabha means rarest of the rare, this human birth. And you are most fortunate soul, came to the lotus feet of pure devotee, Prabhupada. And he said, even a moment's association with a pure devotee can change your life, make our life sublime. Labdha, Sudurlabhangdam, Bahu Sambhavanti. We could be born as 8 million varieties of species. We have passed through, we have come to human form. Even among human form, there are 400,000 types of human being. Among them, those are fortunate. Eirupe Brahmanda Bhamite. Those are fortunate. They are in Krishna, they are in ISKCON. Kuno Bhagyavad Anjiv, he comes in contact with a pure devotee, Sadguru. The Lord is within our heart. He knows what we are hankering after. Because of our last piety, or giving up sinful activity and all. Krishna is saying, that one who has given up sinful activity and did lot of piety and did some service to God or pure devotee, Lord within the heart brings him to his pure devotee. Guru Krishna prasade paya bhakti lata bhaj. By the mercy of Sadguru, a devotee, who is he? Who is 24 hours engaged in the service of the Lord under the guidance of another pure devotee coming in disciplic succession. And his symptom is, Krishna is saying, Madchitta Madgata Prana. This is pure devotee. His mind dwells in Krishna. Madgata Prana, his life is dedicated in the service of Krishna. Bodhayanta Parasparam, enlightening each other. That means in the association of devotee. Satang Prasangana. Prabhupada one favorite word, satang. Satang means devotee. Prasangam, prakrishta sangha. That means, sangha means association. Ultimately end up with attachment. Either you will be attached to Krishna and Kasna, that is dear to Krishna. Now here is Vrindavan, Krishna was dham. Krishna's deity, nice, Prabhupada gave, Krishna Balaram, Radha, Sam, Sundar, Gaur, Nitai. Now question is, am I everyday coming to Mangalarati, developing attachment? I am eager to run, quickly go to Mangalarati, quickly go to Damodarashtakam, hearing and enjoying it. We should ask, if I am a devotee, am I joyful? He said, Anandamayo Abhasa. A living entity who is uncovered from Maya, his real Swarup. I am eternal servant of Krishna 24 hours and enjoy my service. Even, of course, we are enjoying taking prasad. It's not that high class. We enjoy serving Krishna. Yes, at night I have to come, 1 to 2, my turn. I am eager to come and chant Hari name. Maybe little advanced, that is. Not little, maybe the most advanced. Chanting Hare Krishna, I like it. Let us say, take a boat or something. How many of us like chanting as long as I like? Please raise hand. At least we are honest. We have got hope, I think. Because within chanting and enjoying, everything is there. Harikatha, Harinam, everything there. Other not, at least we should think, Vrindavan Das Thakur Prabhupada says, Sadhu Sange Harinam. Associate with Sadhu. Who is Sadhu? Krishna Sange. Kapil Dev say, Krishna told Uddhava the symptom, detail, all these things. We should know, we should ask ourselves. He is mentioning, what is material world over the election? Jeev Jago. Please. So, we should know the. Suppose I am a Sami. I should ask introspective what Sami means. That means he is the controller of senses. Now he can make disciple. Who is that? Bacho Begum. He has control over his tongue and katha. He does not talk anything other than related to Krishna katha. He doesn't eat palatable dishes, controls. Krodha Begum. He doesn't get angry. Somebody insult him, sarcastic, doesn't get angry. Udara Begum, moment he sees palatable dishes, at once fill up, here, no. At the beginning it is okay. Bhatsa Begum, he, Manasya Krodha, control of mind. Very difficult. But Prabhupada said, mind can be our enemy, mind can be our friend. If we can make mind our servant, then he's our friend. If we not, we are controlled by mind, it can take us one day to hellish condition. Hellish condition. And if I ask here, how many of us can tell? Arjuna himself is telling, control mind. Chanchalam hi manakrishna. Mind is always restless. Now I am here, any second mind could be go to somewhere else. I am chanting Hare Krishna. Some sadhu say, in front of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, Gaur Nitai, Prabhupada, mind could be thinking something else, many sense objects. But Prabhupada said, Vrinda, higher sense, Vrindavan means 24 hours engaged in Krishna consciousness. He does not matter where he is eternal in Vrindavan. Of course, in gross sense, we are in Vrindavan, yes, but where is mind? So mind has to. So how to control mind? Prabhupada said, whatever comes in mind, you will find always dirty thing coming. Many times, something of grotesque. Excuse my English, I am not so good in English. or dirty thing, you, I may be a brahmachari sannyasi, don't mind if you tell it. Watching internet, nasty thing coming, pornography. We should be aware, sun, moon, 10 direction, wind, fire, other demigods, stars, planets watching. We may not know they are watching. It's all recorded. What he wants, what he's hankering after, according to next life. Destiny, it will be determine our next destiny, our body, life, everything. Should be very careful. Who is a Brahmin? Dress is not Brahmin. Who is a Brahmin? Brahmo janati iti Brahmana. So Prabhupada first gave, when he come to Krishna consciousness, first lesson you learn what Krishna told Arjuna in chapter 2, I am not this body, I am spirit. Otherwise, instead of Brahmin, we become Brahman. Brahman Bhub, how is it called? Brahman Bhub? Not Brahmin, fallen. Dressing like a Brahmin, but dressing a Brahmin, taking all the facilities provided. I'm taking initiation, but not as initiated disciple, want to be disciplined, want to be controlled by Guru, want to control my senses, follow his instruction. I am disciple, so give me these facilities. So he has to pay high price. He has to pay a bill in time. Just a matter of time. This is initiation, Brahmin initiation. Then maybe, whatever, say, higher evening. I think, no, we should think sometime. Devotee is called thoughtful. I think, okay, I get married. Oh, say, don't encourage somebody. It's very entangling, very difficult. But we are tatastaji. We can go to spiritual plane, we can go to material plane. Using how we use our free will, we have got some independence. As Krishna told to Arjuna, Jata, I have told you what is good for you. Now you may not follow me. So, deliberate. Jata ichyasi. Now, do as you like. But if you do, ultimately it is good for you. That is Shreya. If you don't do, which is Priya, you like to do, then it will land you in trouble. It will swallow you one day. Swallow you. It will be overpowered. That is why it says, Bhagavad Krishna, Bhogai Sarja Prasaktana. You are in enjoying spirit always, with all your senses. You mean anybody, any of us. Materialist. Tva Aparhita Chesasa. His consciousness, his intelligence is stolen, robbed by Maya. So he doesn't see things as it is, which a Brahmin can see, who is in a mode of goodness. He's trying to control his mind, control his senses. He's very forgiving, he's very truthful, he's straightforward, samo, dhamo, tapo, saucham. He do tapasya, must come to Mangala, must take bath. Not take hot bath. Of course I'm sure. Prabhupada said, don't take hot bath. It's as good as with you are sleeping, you are in a bed with opposite gender. One should take the word of the spiritual master, Sadguru, Sadhu, Shastra Guru, very seriously. Otherwise one day he will be in melancholy. This happened before and history repeats. To know a Brahmin, to know a Shishya or disciple, to know a sannyas, to know a pure devotee, sometimes is very difficult. Because we see the outside only. Everything has got its swarup, actual nature. And also his tatastha lakkhan, external symptom. See, devotee means matchitta madgata prana, his mind dwells in him. You can of course not see always. Madgata prana, his life is dedicated in service of Krishna. Bodhidanta Parama, the enlightening each other. And talking, they get great delight. So if you are a bhakta, by listening Krishna katha, are you getting delight? We can ask ourselves. If I am hungry, I don't have to ask others. Am I getting, am I tasting? Am I relishing? My appetite is gradually going away. I am getting nourishment. Do we have to ask any? No! So, Bhagavad, if I am a devotee, I find life is joyful. In the beginning, getting free from anxiety, tension, distress, and life becomes auspicious. I don't care for the mukti. Why? I am associating Krishna. If I am 24 engaged in Krishna's service, I feel the presence of Krishna. I will feel joyful. Life becomes. You can see negative side again. Here it says, I don't want to say because we are renounced, but let us go to the example Srimad Bhagavatam given in the life of Pururava. Urvashi, when in the Urvashi is one of the society girls, is always dancing. She's exquisitely beautiful. She was dancing in Indra's Sabha, and he heard either from Narad Muni or somebody about the king. His valor, his mighty activity, a Pururava king. She was very attracted. This material world is called Jomoitunagar. Who can say, deny, that I am not attracted by material glare? A man, very manly, well dressed, naturally, opposite gender desired them in general. Everybody knows this. We can ask ourselves also, because we are tatastha, we can go this side, that side. It's very easy to say, we are just repeating what Prabhupada said. Don't take it, we are coming here to teach somebody. We are just, Prabhupada says, for our purification, we repeat to serve the Guru. So that by His blessing, we can become pure. Same way, man is also attracted. Posture, gesture, smile, so it is described here. And thus, the Urvashi was attracted and went to meet Pururava. You can see in detail, I won't say, and he mentioned how Pururava became attached to Urvashi. He was crying more or less when she put condition. If I live with you, you must give me this. Not much maybe. I want to eat. Anything must be ghee. And some other condition, he says. He doesn't want him to see without any clothes. Then she will leave at once. And that is what it happened. Later on, feeling separation, he was mad and crying when he saw her again after a long time in Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is still there. Just 5 hours from New Delhi drive or a train. These are not stories, these are facts. This is called Puran. Puran means history. Of course, modern education don't accept it's called mythology. Though they find it sometimes, it's not mythology. The places are there. The river is still there. Jamuna is symptom. By scientific discovery, found out. Dwarka was there under the sea and stopped government for political reason. Lord Ramchandra was there, Ayodhya is there, and that bridge is there in Chetubandha. These are not just mythology. Some proof is there. Same thing in case of Jajati. I remember, I heard it only as a boy from my mother. Jajati and Devjani. How so many, many daytime sun is rising, sun is setting, night is coming, and moon is there and setting, sun is coming. Jajati for God, all for God. Many, many hundreds, thousands of nights he passed with enjoying the beauty of Devjani. Then he came to his senses. What to speak of us? If this is happens, they are so advanced to them, what to speak of us? We may be saving so many Puru Ravasam and so many Devjani. So difficult this time to become Krishna conscious. One is a real brahmachari, yogi, sannyas. He can be surrounded by many smiling, pretty faces. He is not affected. But affected also. But practicing Krishna consciousness, having some higher test, maybe, some or other, by His mercy, by Guru or Krishna, they are protecting Him. Otherwise, any moment one can slip, because he has no control over his senses. If we take it for granted, I am this, I am that, then there is chance to sleep. We can ask ourselves how much we have become free to become sadhu, to become a Vaishnava. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur is saying, Kanako Kamini Pratishtha. How much I am become free from the attraction of running after material wealth, kamini, and opposite gender attraction. And pratishtha, prakrishta rupe tishtati, big position, big attractive designation, worshipped by others and being captivated and demanding more. Instead, attraction towards Hari Katha, Hari Naam of a pure devotee Prabhupada. Become eager, feeling for the humanity, how to deliver them, give them to Krishna consciousness. And that is why Prabhupada make this society so that we can live together. In Vrindavan, Bhajan, Prabhupada said, where is my wife, where is my mother, father, so-called relative, friend, my business? Now I am in Vrindavan. I have no money, they don't care. As long as I have got, put my hand in the pocket, it is little loaded, at once, sweet voices are coming. Whatever the sweet voice is all sitting there. The moment sweet voice is not loaded, moon faces and sweet voices disappear. Excuse me, I am just telling what is the truth, Prabhupada said. I am not meaning all these things. I don't say I am free from this. But Prabhupada said, and say, meditate on this and simply tell this and meditate on. We can ask ourselves how much we have become free. Sukadev Goswami is going naked. Other, opposite gender, young ladies, they are taking bath in inside in a pond. When his father is passing, at once they cover. Because they can, looking at the face, they can assess, excuse my English, tell what could be the nature of this man. Again, when Sukadev is going, they looked at, they didn't do, dress themselves. Why? Why they do? They can understand. He doesn't see, distinguish between opposite gender. He can see on the spirit. We could be far, far away from Sukadev Goswami. You can become a grain of dust. But that is the ideal case. We should meditate. If we follow pure devotee, case of Ajamil, say, by the arrangement of providence, he suddenly had something, Asat Sango. He has got a hand over it. He saw something, Shudra Shudjani, what he is doing. It is nothing. You can see any film or any internet. Nothing. And so many we are seeing. Ajamil saw once. To remain pure, very difficult. We can ask ourselves. Definitely contaminated. Even in front of Radha, Sam Sundar, Krishna Balaram, we are watching, doing arati, something may come. So difficult. But the mercy of Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnava, we can get their mercy if we surrender to them. We strictly follow. Bhavasattika buddhi. in total strictly follow with heart and soul, seriously, enthusiastic, they know he is not a pretender. So he gets their blessing, he remains uncontaminated, not that much affected, and pay the price. Time factor is there, lion, like death is coming. But Krishna Bhakta, he is not afraid. Ki Narayana, one who is the Bhakta of the Lord, he is not fear, he is not afraid of all these things. Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Tev Santa, but one who worshipping Narayana or Krishna or Vishnu, he is not afraid of all these things. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi, because he knows. Maam Upet, Krishna is saying, Maam Upetta Tu Kuntiya Punajjanma Dukkhalayam Na Apnubanti Mahatmana Sangsiddhi Paramangati. This place is full of miseries, but still again and again we are getting distressed trying to make money. In Bengali there is a saying, a material world, so many saying there. Prabhupada sometimes say, Nati Nati. If somebody can see his grandson's grandson, he thinks, my life is perfect. Everybody is attached to his grandson. I don't know other country, at least India I know. They love so much their grandson, grandson, like so much grandfather or grandmother. We have seen in our life, if father, mother upset, you run away to grandmother, granddad. And we are sure father cannot do anything to him and mother. What to speak of grandfather's, grandson's grandson? And so dear. And Prabhupada said, people think material world, at least India, he thinks if he has a life of surrounded by beautiful ladies in the family, lots of bank balance, beautiful children, many children, chirping like a bird, bank balance, and a car, at least India. No Western can define, car is nothing necessary. India, that day is coming to rich people, of course. But a nano car is nothing cost nowadays. Anything, oh. It's perfection. He doesn't think after death what is going to happen. He's telling his manager or his elder son, look after them. He's forgetting where he's going, but he's telling, look after your mother, your other brothers, bank balance is this, that is saying. There's one place, Lord Shiva, he's a great devotee, his incarnation says, Balastavat Kriya Shakta. Everybody is attached to something. But moment you are not attached to Krishna and Krishna, at once you are in Maya, you have to suffer. You are in jail, a material existence. But that all this disease. Doesn't matter, you go to Brahmaloka, even. You can't be happy. Your happiness is like a mirage in a desert. Maybe a thirsty, animal say, deer, looking for. Suddenly found some water, a reservoir of water. But as he approaches, he finds the distance remains same. He thinks, now just I am arriving. So material happiness is like that. He's thinking, again and again he fails. Another enterprise he starts, industry. But even when going to die, he's telling, doctor, can you grant me at least 4 more years? I'll finish my so many plans. He does not know. Not a fraction of a second he can give unless Krishna sanction. And at that time at least he can remember Krishna. Make a complete change. He can remember Krishna feelingly. So Krishna said, Antukale Chomameva. How in Antukale? We can remember Krishna unless we practice. That is why Krishna says, Abhyasi, no? Tu vairagya. We have to practice. Otherwise, jajati, that will happen. Though devotees are not jajati, neither is Pururava. We don't know Pururava as a devotee. But Bahulaswa as a devotee. King Kulasekar was a devotee. Janakraj was a devotee. Bali Maharaj was a devotee. But they are not like this. What he is saying? The materialist is talking about. But ideal grihastha, ideal bhakta, doesn't matter grihastha, brahmachari, all this. That case is different. I think I am Pupa said, talk 40 minutes. I don't want to be a big mouth. Please forgive me, I am not teaching here. I am just repeating what Pupa said. So may I ask some comment and question in 10 minutes? Yes, Maharaj. I must say, I have got limitation. Though I am 74 years old, still I think I know nothing. Simply what my Guru says, I believe many of them. I am trying to know. Please tell. Comment or?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a wonderful class. Very solid. And also for opportunity to ask question, comment combined. I have two things. I'll try to be very brief. First is that why is we hear that that you go naked, then you become a tree, and so in the material world it's quite abominable going naked. In civilized society, you put on clothing, at least little clothing. So we hear the nine yogendras, I think they're sons of Lord Rishabhdev, isn't it? And they're going naked.
Yeah, here also in Vrindavan, I went to see one naked sadhu. I did not let. And thinking, does Prabhupada approve it? No. Tell him, none.
Also now you mentioned Sukadeva Goswami, and he's going naked. Now I understand they're completely pure souls, but even a pure soul, at least yad yad acharati. Why do they like to go? I know it's not due to any material contamination. Why do they like to go naked?
Can I?
All right, then
what I know. Sukadev was in the womb of his mother. Prabhupada said, some said 12 years. I understand 16 years. So his father, Vyasadeva, said, why are you giving trouble to your mother? He's supposed to be 9, 10 months. 12 years? He said, because I am afraid of Maya. Maya means I may forget God and Krishna. So is that. Okay, I assure you, he said. Then he said, I don't believe. I don't accept it. Because you are also attached to your wife. Who can say he is not attached to his wife? Raise hand. I am sorry, I am not any grihastha. Otherwise you won't get married. When Prabhupada married, Prabhupada said, everybody wants sweet smile and so, I don't know how to say, Chandramukhi. Like, excuse me. And so to father also, mother, son, if he is blind, still he gives name. Lotus-eyed. So, whether Chandramukhi or Sujamukhi or Jalamukhi, to a husband must be wife very nice. Otherwise, he cannot get married. So, Prabhupada asked his father, his father came to know he wanted a beautiful wife. Father then explained to him, if you become attached, it's not very good. Don't be attached to your wife. So, sir, I never liked my wife. So, I think this is something you have to think over, why he said that. What do you think? And then Vyasadeva said, when Vyasadeva said, then how will you are giving trouble to your mother? 16 years staying in the womb. He's a great yogi. Then Sukadev said, if somebody who can accept, who will accept? He's putting personally at a Godhead. Then he said that Vyasadeva brought, I don't know whether at that time Krishna was in Dwarka, where he brought Krishna, and Krishna, he said, no, you won't be affected. He came out. He was naked, yes. It is not purposefully he is getting naked. He sees only the soul. He doesn't see man, no man. Even Prahlad Maharaj is scared, he says, Prabhupada, sthabar jangam dakhi. He says moving object, that means, say, also non-moving like tree, that but he sees nothing but Krishna. So these are something deep for meditation. This much I can tell. This is my answer to you. What is the next?
I wasn't questioning the purity of Shukadeva Goswami.
Of course he's pure.
I'm just curious as to why he...
What do you purity by me? What do you mean by purity?
Other question is about this Hari. This Hari is the Lord, and Hari is also a lion.
Yeah.
And Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Mriganam Cham Agendroham, among the beasts, I am the lion.
Yeah.
So here the roaring of the lion is this imminent death. And there's one, so the idea is the devotee shouldn't be afraid of death. So most people, devotees, non-devotees, in any given moment, they're not afraid of death.
But they're not afraid? Any given moment, non-devotees are not afraid of death?
They're not afraid because they're distracted. Vogaishvara prasaktanam tayaparita. So just as one samadhanavadiyate, that one is not able to focus on devotional service if one is distracted by sense gratification. But another thing happens also. If one is constantly involved with sense gratification and someone, are you afraid of death? No, because I'm enjoying. In other words, the distraction not only keeps us from remembering Krishna as Krishna, but also keeps us remembering Krishna as death, as that lion. I asked my father, I said, well, are you afraid of death? He said, no. But then I said, I gave example of lion. If a lion put his head right in the window of the car, then you realize that you are actually afraid of lions. In the same way, if death is coming, then all of a sudden, oh my God, then we realize that it is. So I think this idea, even as devotees, I just wanted to suggest and see how you comment on it, you respond, is that we have to be careful because we may be sharing the indifference towards death to a certain extent with the non-devotees. In other words, because we have nice prasadam, we have this, we have that, maybe a little money and, you know, nice lifestyle. But do you agree with this idea that not being afraid of death may not really be the real thing? It may be that I'm not afraid of death because I'm still distracted by momentary, you know, perks, as we say in America. How do you feel about that idea?
I don't know perks. What does it mean? I don't.
Perk means like just privilege and little
privilege.
Sense gratification, privilege, like little things for the senses, for the mind, like that keep me distracted. So I may say I'm not afraid of death, but if those distractions were removed, that's my thesis. I mean, what do you think?
I don't know whether it's answering. Huh?
Maybe I'm not making myself clear. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know. If I may give you another example, I don't know if it can be related to this. I went to one this person. He took me to his house and others cautioned me, don't go, Maharaj. But I forgot. He taking initiation, so he looks like a devotee. And his wife also, I want to do sadhu seva. When he's asked, now it is 9 o'clock. What about your devotional service? Did you attend Mangalarati? Remain silent. You have got children? No. Oh, she, Mataji, she did Mangalarati? No. After some time. What about your mala? Have you done 16? See? How long you have been doing this? When you got initiation? 8 years. Another I will tell, 10 years, like that. Then I say, why you took initiation then? Maharaj. What? Maharaj. What, Maharaj? Maharaj, we don't like to go back to Godhead. This life. How do you feel if I say you this story? We don't want to go back to Godhead. No. But you take initiation. How you explain this thing? Tell me. Then I will tell your answer.
This is not the best kind of disciple to have.
So I will also say like that. This is my answer to you. Take simple way, simple thing. If we make simple thing complicated, it will be very difficult. Very difficult. If so, provided as far as you can see, I don't think we can solve question. Just take a little boy who hear from his daddy, what is this? It is chandelier, darling. What is this? It's peacock. And he accept it. And later on come to know, yes. If it is not peacock, it is cow, but in the other country it doesn't look like this, little different. Is it cow? So many things, if so provided, then you will be lost, I think. I'll make, instead of simplifying a complex thing, I am simple thing, I am making it complicated, complex. That is what I understand. Now if you don't accept that question, I see.
A simple thing, I was saying, is two reasons that I may be not afraid of death. One reason is because I'm on the transcendental platform. I know I'm not this body, and it's just like changing clothes. I'm not afraid to throw my old clothes away. That's one. Yeah. That's what we aspire for. Another reason that you may not be afraid of death is because we're not acknowledging the imminence of death. It's like Ahanya Hani Bhutani Gachanti Hayamaliyam, you know. So that's the point I was making, and I was just suggesting that as devotees, we have to be a little introspective and consider, I'm not afraid of death, but is it because of transcendence or is it because of distraction? That's as clear as I can make it.
I see, if I am bhogaisharja, too much attached, even as a devotee, after 1 or 2 years is okay. Then later on Prabhupada said, though I am seeing it is a prasad, it may not be to me prasad. My consciousness is how to enjoy. But I should enjoy Harikatha, not the body. The moment I am enjoying this too much into it, then means I am thinking I am this body. Otherwise I won't be enjoying that much. That is what I see and understand from Prabhupada. In other words, I am in ignorance. I am in ignorance. I am not in light. At least in higher sense. That is what I see. I don't know which you will accept it. This is up to you. Hare Krishna. Time is over. Please bless me. I can see things in the way Prabhupada showed. Hare Krishna. Hare Bhag. Now, Prabhupada says everything should be end with a big smile, with prasad, which means not again bhoga. Once Prabhupada is in his room, and others say, give more, ladu. One each. Then when they are gone, because they are big lion and he is a Mickey Mouse, he demands what to do. The bigger lion is there. He looked at. And when they are gone. Prasad means little, not bhoga, enjoyment. So we can complicate things. It is not bhoga, eat as much as you can. In the beginning may be okay. But later on, your consciousness is bhoga, not prasad. Prasad means prasado seva. Seva means which pleases Krishna. Become Krishna conscious, not become Bhogilal Patel. In India, they say like. Excuse me, if I say anything which you may not like. But it's just to add some spice and maybe chutney with samosa. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Here is prasad. Prasad means God being pleased, giving his mercy. It should be kinchit, little. One shouldn't expect, give me two laddu. Then it is prasad bhojan, not prasad seva. That is the difference. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Please, devotees are requested to make a queue and cooperate us to distribute prasad. Please don't push. Mataji's can queue in one line and Prabhuji's can make a queue. Please cooperate, Maharaj, to distribute prasad. Please make a queue. Our humble request, please make a queue.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,